four balls, take your base. Wild pitches, four balls, take your base. Wild pitches, four balls, take your base, right? So they were able to kind of rack up the scores. But, you know, it's like, I'm not going to sit here and dump on the Eagles. It's like, it's tough to be in that batter box and not swing, because swinging's fun. Like, you want to do it. And some of those pitches look good, but if you can sit on them and get walks, that's great on base percentage. So here we are. First pitch, backed off. It's going to be strike one as Rybak decided to hold off that one. Looks like she wanted a ball call, but that was definitely right over the plate. So it is now strike one here. Next pitch, right over the same spot. We have a hit. It's going to go all the way to shortstop. Can Rybak beat the throw? She does not. Great job by the third baseman to get a laser of a throw to the first baseman. Did I say first baseman twice? Third baseman got a laser to first for the first out of this seventh inning. All right, number 23 for the Eagles. I believe that's Gretchen Etter has now entered into the lineup for batting. She's up to bat for her first time this game. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, nice off-speed there down the middle of the plate. Gretchen swung way too early, realized she swung way too early, and could not pull back on her swing. Strike one. Here comes the next pitch. That one was high and inside. That was the pitch she wanted last time. You can tell that she was waiting on that one. So she didn't swing on that one. It's now 0-2 in the count. Let's see if they can get their second out here on a strikeout. Here's the pitch. And that's right in there, inside. Good call by the ump. Better pitch by Anaka. And that is a strikeout. 0-3 in the count. Caught looking. Two outs now here in the top of the seventh. Big time. All right. Here comes the next pitch. The next hitter, we have a little pop fly. Goes right to the pitcher. That thing got jammed, went up, pitcher got it. That's three outs. That's your inning. That was huge. Great job by the Loggers to finish out that inning as fast as it started. All right. There we go. That was my mistake. The game ended an inning later than I thought it would. Okay, so with that, the game one has ended between the Loggers and the Sewamigan Screaming Eagles. The Loggers were able to cap off a dominating start to this game, 18-11 in 7.5 innings. Good game by the Loggers. The Eagles made it a game by coming back there in the top of the fourth, but they could not stop the Loggers from scoring and driving that up even further. Well, we have a doubleheader today, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial here, and when we come back, we'll have more information on when that starts, how that starts, and what that looks like. And so if you are listening, don't go too far, okay? Don't stray too far from the radio, as we will be back here on 98Q Country for our doubleheader matchup of today.
With the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big." We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house, or we can take
with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car. Mister, give it a whirl. But please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 5 years down the road, there's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says a baby's fine, but you'll have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast. And Johnny hit his knees and there he prayed, "Take the very breath you gave me, take the heart from my chest. I'll gladly take her place if you'll let me. Make this my last request. Take me out of this world. God, please don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
Hey, welcome back here on 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you today's doubleheader game between the Phillip Loggers and Swamik and Screaming Eagles here in Phillips. We had a rain reschedule from yesterday, so yesterday's game got pushed to today. And the first game just concluded. The Loggers were able to defend their home field 18-11 as Loggers were able to show a dominant victory there. They really had, outside of the top of the fourth, where they gave up 7 runs, outside of that, they gave up 4 runs total in the rest of the game. So unless the Loggers have another meltdown like they did in that one inning, they can look to really punctuate a win going into the second game. Okay, for the Eagles, right? They were able to put up 7 runs in there. They scored 11, right? That's a good amount of runs. They just, it's like, if you look into it, it's like, hey, we scored 11 runs going into this next game, which should start in about 5 minutes or so. How do we stop giving up 18 points, right? And you got to figure, hits are going to happen, right? Loggers are a good team. You have to stop the self-inflicted stuff. There was a lot of runs scored, almost a third of their runs scored. So it would be what? 6? Yeah, 6 runs from walks where the bases would be loaded and they would throw 4 balls and they would walk. Right? Not steals, walks. And it's like, man, that is a huge difference maker. Right? So it's like, if for the Eagles going into game 2, it's like, we got to stop walking. We got to put the ball in play. Even if it means them getting more chances at hits, even if it means, you know, giving up some big plays, you got to put that ball in the strike zone. You got to give them time and space to be able to make a play for the fielders. And walks are just, it's a no-win game for you at all, where maybe you give up a hit, but at least that hit has a chance of being fielded and then for an out. I think that's the strategy for the Eagles. For the Loggers, man, you had a lot of really good things working. Good hitting, good pitching, good fielding. And outside of that, top of the fourth where you gave up 7 runs, outside of that, they played a pretty darn clean game. The Loggers really just have to figure out how to imitate what they were really succeeding at, being patient at the plate. Don't get crazy at the plate. Right now the Eagles have yet to prove that they're not going to walk. So just sit there, be patient, let it come to you, and see if you can't rack up these free points. Until the Eagles can prove that they're going to start throwing in the strike zone, you don't have to be aggressive at the plate. And if they do, that's when you turn it on. So looking into that, I think that's the adjustments that need to be made for both teams. One team doesn't really have to adjust but to continue. The other one needs to really figure out what they're going to be doing at the plate, trying to make sure that they can limit the amount of walks they'll throw. All right, well, we're going to go to break before we head on to the second game here in Phillips between the Eagles and the Loggers. And so don't go nowhere. This is a marquee match between rival schools. It's exciting. I'm excited. An 18-11 was a really fun game to cast, and I'm looking forward to game number 2, and so should you. So I will see you here in a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll have more girls varsity baseball or softball. Don't go anywhere.
'98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Turner Sheen's in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Swamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, you're
Oh, thank you. Hey, welcome back to 98Q Country. This is Stephen Jellin, ready to bring you the second game in today's doubleheader between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers. Yesterday's game got rescheduled because of rain, so that's why the doubleheader here in Phillips. So just to make sure everyone's on the same page here, this next game, even though it is in Phillips, is technically a Shawamigan home game. So because of that, the Eagles will be batting at the bottom of the inning. So it's not a mistake. So if you're wondering, like, hey, wait, why are the Eagles sitting in the bottom of the inning even though the game's in Phillips? We already played that first game. That first game was a scheduled Phillips home game. So that's just so that we're all on the same page here. So the Loggers, which are the second game is about to kick off, are leading off here in the top of the first. First pitch is hit right to the pitcher, and she zings it on over to the first base. And our first out, first pitch, it gets hit right to the pitcher. Pitcher throws it out, first out of the game. Well, that was fast. Well, there we go. I was still kind of doing setup here. If you're just joining us, the Loggers were able to win the last game that concluded about 10, 15 minutes ago, 18-11 over the Eagles. After an explosive game, a lot of points. Here we are, Eagles moving forward. All right. Starting pitcher for game number two is going to be the one that came in for relief at the end of the last game, the Gretchen Etter. She was able to retire the first batter, and now on her second batter here, the pitch count is now 2 balls, 0 strikes, nobody on base, 1 out in the top of the first. There, we caught up. All right. The Trinity Smith is now at the plate. Another high pitch, and that will now push the batter in really good position at a 3-0 count here. Gretchen throwing a little high. See if she can pull back under control. Here's the pitch. Inside, strike number one. You can tell the batter wanted a ball there, but that was right inside at the top of the strider batter box. Strike zone. Wow, there we go. Another hit. Off of it. Can't make a play. It's going to drop. Thrown and safe as the tie goes to the runner. Great effort by Trini Smith not giving up on that. The ball kind of went to the pitcher, but it bounced to the right. She had to shuffle past it to the first baseman. Great effort, great try, and the runner was able to beat it out. So there we go. We now have a runner at first with one out here in the top of the first. All right, first pitch. Just a little inside for a ball. One. All right, we'll see what Gretchen has here in store. One out. Pitch inside, ball number two. The Eagles need to start throwing some strikes. Really kind of set the precedent. You don't want the loggers to get too comfortable and too patient. Next pitch is going to be ball three, inside and low. Now to 3-0 count. This is exactly what you didn't want to do, was continue the pitching trend from game number one. For those that weren't sure, there was a lot of walks on the Eagles in game number one. Strike number one, good pitch. Izu was inside and high in the strike zone. Now 3-1 count. Gretchen needs to throw another strike here to keep this one alive. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That is an unlucky swing and a miss by number five, as she tried to dodge the ball, but she dodged the ball, Anaka, by swinging her body and thus the bat. All right, there we go. Nice hit. Thrown all the way to first, and it's going to be an error as the first baseman couldn't hold it. She zicks it back to third, and it's going to be safe. And then now the runner who was going to first can run to second, and now that'll technically be the runner's advance from first to third, and a double will be called, but it will be an error by the first baseman that caused those runners to advance. I think the third baseman threw it, needed to throw it to second base and have to throw it at first. And so instead of getting a chance at a double play, we had an error that advanced both runners. So now we have runners at third and second, both in scoring position, one out, 0-0 here on the top of the first. Loggers ready to knock them in. And it's a hit right by the shortstop. Great line hit. The left fielder fumbles the ball a little bit, can't get it. So we have a double that knocks in both runners. Great job. As the Loggers come out on a commanding 2-0 lead to start this game, as I believe that was Lily Miller. Lily Miller's been limping a lot today, so she's been subbed out on hitting a lot. Still able to rip it, though. She's had some monster hits this game, a lot of flyouts, but she's just getting underneath it and was able to have a grounder that went to the left field. All right. Runner at second, one out. Here's the pitch. Right over the head of Rayleigh Williams, who was able to duck it. If she didn't, that would have bounced off her head. Ball one. All right. Gretchen ready for the pitch. Here it comes. That's going to be strike one. Good pitch. Inside. In the strike zone. All right. 1-1. You can get another strike pulled up here. That's going to be low and inside. Ball two. 2-1's now the count. Here's the pitch. Inside. Almost hit the batter. 3-1 now on the count. All three pitchers have just had they've been throwing inside all day. That's going to be strike number two. Good pitch on that follow-up. Pushes to a full count. Give Gretchen a chance to get another out here in the first inning. All right, here's the windup and the pitch. Bounces off of the bat. It kind of gets jammed, and it just kind of died in the middle of the infield. The ball kind of went the furthest away from all three fielders, and there was just zero way they could beat out the runner heading to first. Now, because of its positioning, the runner on second couldn't advance any further than third, but nonetheless, there's only one out here, and we have a runner at scoring position at third and another runner at first. 2-0, Loggers lead. High pitch, ball one. All right. 1-0 count here as the next pitch comes in. He has to dodge that one, too, as that goes now to 2-0. Marlo Edwards. Heads-up play there to get out of the way of that ball. It just seems like the Eagles pitchers are just pitching inside on all of these batters. Oh, a stolen base succeeds as the second baseman got the ball, had to run up to it, and couldn't get the ball backwards to the shortstop. And so with that, we now have two runners in scoring position, and the pitch count is 3-0 right now. Here's the pitch. High, take your base. Oh, that's going to be a high strike, 3-1. I legit thought that was another strike three, or ball four. And that there is the ball four. There we go. High pitch, take your base. Base is loaded now to start out this game here in the top of the first. It's already 2-0, but there's only one out. So the Loggers are kind of playing with house money right now, seeing if they can't get at least one to two more in, especially off a sack fly. So I expect a big swing here from Paula. That was it. That was right in the breadbasket. She did not swing, and we have strike one. All right. Ready? Ready for the swing? Inside. Oh, she lasers it right over the pitcher to the center fielder. She flubs the ball. One's knocked in, and the second runner at third decides, I'm going to hang back. So the bases will remain loaded, but we have another ribby knocked in by Paula. I suppose I should say run another RBI, run batted in, is the name of that stat. Here's the next pitch. And inside, the batter had to dodge out of the way. Ball number one with bases loaded. As Mel Tingo is now up to bat. Here's the pitch. Low, inside, or outside, excuse me. 2-0 now in the count. I'm going to put my hood back up as the wind is picking up. That helps with the mic noise. So part of me as I shovel my headset around a little bit. Here we go. All right, next pitch. Strike number one right down the middle. 2-1 is now the count. Still one out. Bases loaded here in the top of the first. Loggers starting out exactly where they left off in game number one. Swing and a miss. Oh, no, it was a foul tick, excuse me. Now we'll be at two strikes. This is the first count that Gretchen's been ahead of. Here's the pitcher here in the first inning. This is now 2-2 in the count. Let's see if she can finish off this at bat. It is a high, high. Here we go. And that's going to be out at home plate as we try to have a steal. Good call by the ump as the glove did hit the top of her head before she dove for the plate. Good eye there. That's now two outs. Runners now at second and third as the other two runners are able to successfully steal on that wild pitch. But good recovery by the catcher and good heads-up running by Gretchen to get to the plate in time. All righty. High pitch. Then is ball four and a walk. One second, the coach is consulting with the ump over something quick as they are moving things over. We just have a quick batting order change for the teams, and that stuff's got to be approved from both sides as both teams need to know what's that. So while they're figuring that out, I'll just give a clear what's happening right now. Bases are loaded for the Loggers here in the top of the first. The Loggers lead 3-0 with two outs here. So there is force out for the Eagles everywhere. Home plate, third base, second base, first base. Oh. I don't know what happened. My only assumption is that there was a mistake in the batting order presented to the Eagles from the Philip Logger side, which immediately counts for one out, I think, as they send out the wrong batter. And so because of that, that pushes two outs to three, and just like that, the first inning is over. Now, that's my assumption on what happened. I'm not in the inner circle of the conversation between the umps and the coaches right now, but from my observations, that's, I think, what happened. So we're just going to roll with that and move forward. However that sequence of events happened, for whatever reason that it was, has resulted in a third out, and now we move to the bottom of the first inning. And the Eagles, let's be let's be clear, got a break. So whatever rule it was that was violated, good heads-up play by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles coach to realize it and take advantage of it because, I mean, the Loggers had bases loaded. That was huge. So the fact that they got out of there is big. Well, Eagles have proven that they've been able to score. They scored in the first inning. They scored in the second inning. They scored seven in the fourth inning. They scored another one in the fifth, I believe. So it's like the Eagles have been able to score. So if even get one person can really just kind of keep the morale high, right? Because you lost game one, but you just got to put that game out of mind now. That was, you know, yesterday's game, even though it happened, you know, 25 minutes ago. But you get the point, right? That you got to focus on the game here right now, right? And so I'm looking for the starting pitcher for the Loggers because Anaka Tobias pitched a full game last game, and it looks like she's still pitching. So she's ready and rearing to go. All right, here's the first pitch of the second game for Anaka, and it goes high and outside, ball one. Bablik is at bat and now leads in the count here in the bottom of the first inning. Second pitch, inside, ball two. All right, let's see what Bablik can do here. Now with a 2-0 lead in the count. Here's the pitch. Low, 3-0. Bablik just sitting there being patient. See, Vanaka, I wouldn't be surprised if Vanaka gets through a couple more innings here. She's been solid so far, but I don't know how much they want her to pitch two full games. But the more you can get out of her, the better. That is a wild pitch to the right. That's just going to be ball four. And Bablik takes her base. You know, this is my first game watching, right, of the season, so I don't know what the coach is knowing this. If she keeps throwing errant pitches, you wonder if the coach is just wanting to see how much she can play through this game because the more you can save your relief pitchers, the better. Wow, the third baseman is playing so far up on Brenholt. It's crazy. She's halfway to the home plate right now. The third baseman is halfway to home plate on the infield. Goodness me. Didn't even know that was legal. She's so close. Looks like they want to prevent a bunt for a chance at a steal at second base. Because of this position. Oh, she's going for the steal. That is going to be out. Oh, safe. They're calling safe. I thought it was safe. It looked like she beat out the tagger, and she did. It just the ump has a weird way of doing safe. Kind of looked like an arm pump for an out. Either way. The steal at second succeeds, and now the fielder at third base has to actually go back to third base and opens up the infield a little bit more for Brenholm. Okay. The count is 3-0. See if we can get another walk here for the Eagles. If not, I expect a swing here. Let's see what happens. Right down the middle for a strike one. As Brenholm just decided to sit on that one. Don't think that was a wrong decision at all because, I mean, three balls in a row. Let's see if you can't get a gift, right? But now we're at a 3-1 count. Let's see what happens. Here's the pitch. Low. Take your base. Ball four. So now we have a runner at first and second here in the bottom of the first for the Eagles. Zero outs. And exactly what I thought. Anaka is most likely going to be pulled for pitching as like I said, this is not like a overreaction by the coach. She pitched all seven innings last game, not 25 minutes ago. So I don't blame the coach at all for putting her in just to see if she still got the hot hand, but she gave up two walks already. So it's like, hey, you played a great game, won, right? Let's get a fresh arm out here and see what we got for her. Okay, so looking at the list, let's see. Number, is that 14? Just want to confirm that 14's pitching she is. So that is Trinity Smith has been subbed out of third base. Excuse me. One, two, three, four. Shortstop, excuse me. On a shortstop to become pitcher for this game. As we are still in the bottom of the first with a runner on first and a runner on second. And Trinity Smith is warming up right now, getting ready to pitch. Great game for Anaka in game one. As I know she's getting pulled here, but she was able to pull together a win in game one and pitch that to start this one. And so she should definitely be happy and proud of her performance in the first game. And get ready. Now, I don't know if she did go back to shortstop. I just can't see the numbers. They're covering up with a glove. But I'll confirm whether she's still in the game or if she's sitting in the dugout. All right, game resumes. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. 19 is up to hit, Bebu. Let's see if she can. She had a big hit last game. See if she can get another one. Get a liner to left center. High pitch. Ball two. All right. Getting ready for the windup here. Another pitch. It bounces up. Oh, big play by the first baseman. It looked like it was going to be a nice cut-and-dry foul ball, but the first baseman was able to adjust and catch it almost immediately. Out number one. Great job by Lily Miller making a play on that ball here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch is called low, ball one. Runner still on first and second for the Eagles with one out here in the bottom of the first. And Hoffman is up to bat. High pitch, 2-0 now on the count. All righty. Batter's ready, pitcher's ready, here we go. Next pitch, 3-0, and that's going to be a stolen base for second and third as the ball went wild off of the catcher's mitt. And so now we have a runner in scoring position at second and at third with one out, and the count is 3-0. Let's see how the batter performs here. Let's see if Trini Smith can kind of get out of this jam. It is a low pitch. And that's going to be a scored run for the Eagles off another wild pitch. So instead of it being a ball four because it went wild off of that, the batter gets to run to home or to first base, and then the second baseman stole third, and the third baseman stole home. So the Eagles are now on the board here in the first inning. They trail 3-1 now. So here we go. Runner on first, runner on third, one out here in the bottom of the first. Bunt almost succeeds. And we have a stolen base from first to second. And that's going to be, I think, called... I'm pretty sure it's called strike. It got, on the board it says ball, but I'm not sure on the count. I will correct it when I get the chance. But that was a ball. Let's see what the ump calls. The ump still hasn't signaled what the count is. I think it's 1-1. But I... Right now it says 2-0, so I just don't know. I will correct as soon as I know for sure. Next pitch, strike. Okay, it is 2-1, okay? It is 2-1 on the count. Just got that officialized by the ump. Two balls, one strike with one out. High pitch, 3-1 count now. All righty. Runners at second and at third. Scoring position with one out. Eagles ahead in the count here, 3-1. 4-1, that is a walk. Take your base. Trini Smith coming a little cold, but, you know, you just didn't have a chance. It would have, it. You know, you're kind of kicking yourself if you're the coach a little bit because you could have given her in between the games to warm up to pitch. But once again, I don't blame him because, like, if Anaka came out, she was still hot, right? It's like, you know, it's kind of like a darn if you do, darn if you don't. So, all right. Next pitch goes wild, and the Eagles decide not to run on it. And so it was a swing, though, and a miss. So it's going to be an 0-1 now in the count for Jalen Brunell. Wait, is that Brunell? No, it is not Brunell. That is Luaitis. High pitch. They're going to call ball on that one. 1-0. All right. Here comes the pitch. Contact. Pitcher makes a great play on it. Throws it to home. It's a out. and force out at home plate. Great job as the ball went straight to the pitcher and able to kind of just lob it to the catcher. Real easy play, real easy out. Bases are still loaded. So not out of the woods yet. However, getting the two outs really helps out because now we have a force out everywhere to get out of this inning. The Loggers lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the first. Eagles, though, full bases. That's a high pitch. And with that, Rayback, who's at bat, keeps a good eye on it and is now ahead in the count 1-0. Rayback. Ball goes off the dirt. We have an attempted steal, and it succeeds. Wild pitch, Eagles score. It is now 3-2. Eagles only trail by one now off of the errant pitch. Game is close. Eagles looking to see if they can't tie it. There's two outs here. Runners at second and in third, the bottom of the first. Right back, 2-0 ahead of the count. 3-0 ahead of the count now. And see if they can't continue the trend here of getting a walk the moment the base runners get advanced. Right back ahead of the... Now let's see if she can do it. It's 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul as it ticks off of her bat backwards into the fence. Okay. Everyone resets. Ump gives a signal. We're good to go. It's now 3-1 on that count. See what she does. Runners at second and at third in scoring position with two outs. It is now a walk and ball four. Here we go. Bases loaded now for the Eagles once again. Let's see if we can have someone hit a big one. As number 21, this would be Cronin, I believe is how you say your name. Cronin, it's her first time checked into the game. Ball one as an errant pitch slide. It's a tie game, 3-3. Wild pitch creates an opportunity for yet another stolen base as both replacement pitchers here have kind of are having a tough time finding their footing. Either way, it is still a tie game, 3-3, two outs, runners at second and third. Eagles at bat here in the bottom of the first. Pitch, it's high, ball two. Apologizing, you take a drink there. Next pitch. Off the bat, it's going to go right to the first baseman, and Miller is able to field the ball and walk it over, hit the bag, and that's your end of first inning. Both teams come out with three hits each, and they're going to able to score. 3-3 as we will be entering the second inning here shortly. Well, we're going to go to commercial here in 98Q Country. When we come back, we'll have some more softball. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. I'm Stephen John bringing you today's softball game between the Phil Loggers and Swamigan Screaming Eagles. We are now entering the top of the second. Loggers at bat. The score is 3-3, and here we go with the first pitch. It is high. Ball one is called. Good eye by number 11, Lexi. I think it's Bamke, is at bat. Second pitch is a nice, I'm able to put it at the bottom of the batter's the strike zone for strike number one. Now 1-1 in the count. Let's see here. Second pitch. Swing and a miss, as that was high and inside. Good pitch. He swung a little late at it and was able to zip it on in there. Gretchen's now ahead in the count, 2-1. All right, big pitch here. See if she can't get her first strikeout. It's going to be high and inside. 2-2. High in the count here. See if the batter can get into a three-ball situation. And she does, as the ball was thrown short. We now have a full count. Good job by Lexi to battle back into this one. Score is 3-3, zero outs here in the top of the second. Loggers at bat. Able to hit a grounder to the shortstop, and she was unfortunately unable to bring it in on the pickup, and so the error bought enough time for Lexi to get to first base and run out the throw. Good job, not like that's one of those things where when, this is why you run hard, even if you hit a play that, you know, 99% of the time gets you out because it's going right to the shortstop. Shortstop throws right to first. You run that as hard as you can because if they make an error, you get there. And now we have a play. It was an errant pitch that goes past the catcher, and now that runner that ran hard on a play that she should have been out on, she's now at second on a stolen base. So it snowballs quickly. So ball one, runner now at second, strike one on that pitch. And the Eckert is at the top of the order here. 1-1. Runner at second. 3-3 is the score. Short pitch. It goes up and over the catcher's mitt. And now that runner is now at third. And very quickly, blink and you miss it, we have a runner in scoring position at third base with zero outs here in the top of the second. What looked to be starting out as a good inning for Gretchen is starting to turn sour. She's now 2-1 in the, excuse me, after that pitch, 3-1 in the count. Okay. 3-1 in the count. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Excellent pitch that went right in the middle. Eckert decided to sit on that one, see where it would go, and that has led to a full count. See if Gretchen can finish this one off. It's a swing. It goes right to shortstop, and it bounces off her foot. Now it's going to go to the left fielder. She picks it up, and with that, the score is going to be batted in. She went to reach for the ball, and she had the read on it with her glove, but her foot was in front of her glove as she reached for it, and it popped the ball straight up over her into the left fielder. So now we have a runner at first base, no outs here in the top of the second. Ball one on that pitch. All right. Let's see here what happens next as Trini Smith is up to hit. Strike one enters in. Oh, and the catcher tried to get greedy. And now our runner, who was at first, gets to go all the way to third off a double steal. The catcher decided to get greedy off of that strike and whiz it to first base to try to get a tag out, but she threw it to the right, went sailing by the first baseman, and then the right fielder had to go get this ball that got launched out to the outfield, and that gave the runner plenty of time to get the scoring position. Now the ball, next pitch, goes low into the dirt. It is now 2-1 in this count, and this inning is a weird one, let me tell you. Loggers lead 4-3, and probably more if they can get this bat or if they can get this next one in. It's a hit, goes right to the third base. She throws it to first, and seven could not bring in the play. Ryback at first couldn't get the ball, and now our runner, who turned that error from the, or the hitter got the third baseman in and then was able to turn that into a triple. So the hitter, which would have been Trinity Smith, is able to get all the way to third base off of an error that was thrown to first. And now it's 5-3. Foul tick, strike one. Well, that was a lot to have in that play. I don't even know if I explained it very well, but either way, just know that someone got home. Another person got to third. Now 0-1 in the count. No outs. 5-3 Loggers lead. Top of the second. Hit. Goes foul again. 0-2 in the count. I think this is the correct thing that they need to be doing is playing for contact. Because right now Gretchen threw two pitches in a row. They were near the strike zone. Contact. Both fouls. She's ahead in the count 0-2. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think this is take velocity. And just like that, strike three, you're out. See, I'm not kidding. That was, it looked like she pulled velocity off that one, and she was able to put that one top inside of the strike zone. Got a swing and a miss, and that's her first out of the second, top of the second inning for the Loggers. Next pitch, in the dirt, under the catcher's legs. She's going to be able to steal home, and she does. And now it is 6-3. Loggers lead over the Screaming Eagles. So that's Macy now hitting. Nope, number 20. Nope, that's Lily. Lily Miller, excuse me. Lily Miller's hitting. Been hitting really well today. Two balls, zero strikes, one out. Big hit off the bat. It's going to be foul unless it's caught. And it was dropped. So it's going to be foul. Nah, pretty big opportunity for an out there that they so desperately needed. But with that, it'll stay. The batter will stay alive. 2-1 on the count. Foul tick, and it goes right to the pitcher as she softly catches it for out number two here in the top of the second. Loggers lead 6-3 with two outs here now and no runners on. And Rayleigh Williams is now at bat. Here comes the pitch. Inside, high, ball one. Second pitch here. Here it comes. We're going to be fielded by the second baseman, throws it to first, and she is out. Nice grounder to second, then thrown to first. End of the top of the second here for the Loggers. All right, transition now as the Eagles will be looking to get in and try to, I mean, they were down 3-0. They made it 3-3. Now they're down 6-3. Let's see if they can get three more, bring it back into parity. But that is yet to be seen as we will be moving into the bottom of the second here pretty soon. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more softball for you here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. We have girls varsity softball happening right now. We just moved into the bottom of the second inning as the Suwamee and Screaming Eagles are getting ready to hit against the Phillip Loggers here. Loggers took the lead back. They now lead 6-3. They were able to score three more runs in the top of the second. And so far, every rotation of this game has had three runs. Three, three, and then three again. So if things were consistent, well, three more. But we shall see. I think the Eagles would like that. Loggers, not so much. All right. Moving into the bottom of the second. Let's see what happens. And our leadoff hitter for the Shawangan Screaming Eagles. Pulling up my list here is Ryback. And let's see if she can. I don't think that's correct. Let me see who. All right, first pitch is a ball. I can't see her number. Her hair is covering it either way. Well, I will let you know who's hitting when I can see it. Either way, the count is now 1-0. Low is now 2-0. The count, number 3. Oh, it is Ryback. Yeah, okay, I did have it. Oh, no, I didn't have it right. This is Brentholt. There it is. Brentholt is at bat. High pitch, 3-0 now in the count. Reynolds is waiting for it. Here we go. Pitcher is ready for her windup. And here it comes. Right down the middle, strike one. No swing on that one at all. The count is now moved to 3-1. As the pitcher, Trinity Smith, is battling back in this one. That would have been another strike, but ended up being contact foul, so strike that way. But either way, that was a great pitch to force the batter to take a swing on one that she didn't really necessarily want to. So we're now at a full count. Good battle back by the pitcher. Here we go. Brenholt on the swing, and she hangs on it. She does not swing, gets the ball call. That was huge. So now she gets to take her base, and the Eagles reset their order. Bablik, now at the top of their order, gets a chance to advance one of her teammates, who is at first. Zero outs here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. It's high. It's wide. It's a ball. One on the count. The Eagles kind of threatened, like, oh, are we going to steal? But they didn't. All right. Here comes the pitch. It's to the right. Another ball tall. Ball two. All right. See what Bablik can do here with the 2-0 count. She leads. Low. That's going to be 3-0. Being patient is the correct decision here to not swing on this one. But, I mean, come on. Swinging's fun. I kind of think she might. If this ball's anywhere close to the strike zone, she might just swing hard. I can feel it. Let's see. 3-0 on the count. Nope. Way high. So she's going to hold on to that. Hit the 4-0. Hit the walk. There we go. We now have runners on first and second as Trinity Smith has now walked two in a row. All righty. Moving on in the batting order, we have Brentholt again. We have two Brentholt sisters on this squad, and I don't have the first names for them, so I'm sorry. We're going to have a stolen base from both second and first to third and second after that pitch. The catcher could not bring it under control. And so now we are at a 1-0 count here for the batter. And now runners in scoring position at second and third. Eagles needed to score some points, and they are well on their way to succeeding at that goal. That's going to be strike one. I can tell that was a strike before it even got there. That was a great pitch. The batter was not ready to swing at that one. It is now 1-1 in the count. Bernie Smith, pitch more of those. We have a hit. It's going to go by the shortstop. She can't make the play. And so we're going to have the third baseman score, third base runner score. The runner at second base decided she was going to hold back. You know what? It was a correct move because the shortstop had to dive for it. If she had gotten control of that ball, it would have been an easy out at third if she did it. So we now have runners at first and second, and the score is 6-4. And they're going to that first pitch by Trinity is called a strike. Okay. All right. Second pitch here. It's a foul tick. It went immediately into the dirt. And it's number 19. Bebu is getting ready for a power swing here. You can just tell by certain baseball stances who's going to hit the ball hard. And she's got it. Open stance. She's trying to hit left field. High pitch. And now we're looking at a 1-ball, 2-strikes count here. All right. Smith ahead of the count here. See if she can finish it off. Big hit, pop up. Pitcher has a chance at the ball, and she finishes it. Nice job getting that batter to retire. So now we have one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Still a runner on second, still a runner on first, so the Eagles don't have to panic just yet. If you can at least get another advancement of a runner here before you get another out, that would be huge. A ball got hit to first base, and we're going to have almost a double play as the ball got knocked to the first baseman. Did we get the tag out? She threw it to second. Because the first baseman got out, it was not a force out, and it could not take the runner. Therefore, she is safe. And now we have runners at second and third with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. Into the dirt. Jalen Brunell just hanging on that one, letting it see. It's important for Jalen to try to get some contact on this ball, see if she can't knock in both these runners. You get a single here, it's a tie game. All right, Brunell's ready. This count is 1-0. It's going to be 2-0 now on that one. That was a tough pitch to hang on. I would have.